fire. Light a candle and look at the flame. It's bright, it moves around, it gives off heat. But a flame isn't really a thing at all. It's something happening. When you hold a flame to a piece of wood, the bright flame itself isn't the solid wood burning. What burns in the flame is gas. The heat warms up the wood, and warm wood quietly gives off an invisible gas. That gas floats up and mixes with the air. And when it gets hot enough, the gas grabs onto a part of the air called oxygen, so fast and so hard that it bursts out heat and light. That bursting is the flame, you see. So a fire needs three things to keep going. It needs fuel, which is the stuff that gives off the gas, like the wood. It needs oxygen, which is in the air all around us. And it needs heat, enough to keep the whole thing going. Take away any one of those three, and the fire stops. That one idea explains almost everything fire does. It explains blowing. If a flame is tiny, and you give it a soft, gentle puff, you bring it fresh air, and the fire grows. But if you blow hard, you shove the hot gas away from the wood before it can burn. The wood cools down, stops giving off gas, and the flame goes out. That's how you blow out a candle. It's also why you can blow out a candle, but you could never blow out a whole forest fire. There's far too much heat there for your breath to cool it down. It explains water, too. When you pour water on a fire, the water soaks the fuel and cools it down below the temperature it needs. The fire loses its heat, and without heat, it can't keep going. There's a second kind of burning, too. After a piece of wood has given off all its gas, what's left behind is black, crumbly char, and the char can burn as well, only slowly and with no flame, glowing red hot instead. Those glowing red embers at the bottom of a campfire are the leftover solid wood, burning quietly at last, with no flame at all, and it explains where the wood goes. When a fire finishes, all that's left is a little pile of ash. The ash is the part of the wood that couldn't burn, tiny bits of mineral, the stony stuff the tree pulled up out of the ground while it was alive. But that's only a small part of the wood. So where did the rest of it go? It didn't disappear. It turned into invisible gas and floated away up the smoke into the sky. A tree spends years and years pulling that gas slowly out of the air to build its wood. A fire takes the wood and sends all that gas back into the air in a single afternoon.